Hi, Oleg. It's Laura again with Local Splash.
Hello.
So everything did get processed just fine on our end. What I'm going to do is text you right now the terms and conditions. If you could open it up. Let me make sure this is the correct one. Yes. I'm sending it to you now, so you should be receiving it. No, I'm sorry. I sent you the wrong one. Give me a second. That's your verification. Hold on. Where are you? Here we go. I knew something was wrong there. Okay. All right, there we go. You should be receiving that shortly. And it's doing it again. Hold on one second. Let me make sure it gets fixed on my end. Copy. Let me try again. I have to have my IT. Oh, there we go. If you click on the link, you should be able to go into the terms and conditions. Do you see that by any chance?
So you just send it right now? Or?
Yes. I just sent it now. That's basically going over what we're going to do for your business, which is first page placement. We're going to set the directory submissions as well as the Facebook ads. It's not opening up?
Yes, correct. Nothing happened.
Okay, let me see again.
The server in Congress. Error.
Okay, and that's what popped up for me. Let's try. Give me a second. Let me try it here. Okay. Let me try sending it to you. Oh, you know what? It's because I forgot the number 8 at the end of it for you. So I'm resending it to you now. Okay. It should open it up now.
Mm-hmm. It opens right now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So in the terms and conditions, all I need you to do at the bottom of the page is just click where it says I certify, and then at the bottom type in your name and then confirm the signature.
Mm-hmm. So, is it possible to make a terminate the contract at any time, if I can understand it correctly?
It is a monthly service. You can cancel any time. We do ask that you cancel 3 business days before your due date so we can cancel everything for you. But, yeah, there's no contract in this. This is a month-to-month service. Okay, let me see on my end. It hasn't shown up on my end yet. Just let me know when you confirm the signature. Okay, perfect. All right, I got it on my end. I'm going to send you also an email with the Google invite for your phone call with your account manager tomorrow between 6 and 7 p.m., okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any questions for me? Oh, let me send you a message, too, with my contact info and extension for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, any questions for me?
So, let me just remind me, what kind of questions I have it for tomorrow? What should I do for tomorrow?
I'm sorry, you sounded a little bit muffled. Can you repeat it one more time?
I'm just curious about the tomorrow's questions. What questions I will get it tomorrow?
Got it. So tomorrow what they're going to do is go into detail more with your company information. They're going to verify that my information that I put in is correct. They're going to go over those keywords also and the locations that you want to target. They're also going to let you know how this whole process is going to work when it comes to the app. And that's basically all it's going to be. Oh, and the Facebook. So if you can get that Facebook business page done, that'd be great. If not, we can also use your personal. So all we're going to need is your actual URL, so we can start doing the Facebook ads for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. And actually, URL, what is it? It's my Facebook URL, or what is it? URL.
Yeah, so we're going to do Facebook ads for the business. So when somebody is searching one of those keywords for your business, they're going to get Facebook ads for your business where they can click to call you directly.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you so much. So I'll be waiting for the phone call for tomorrow.
Perfect. Sounds good. We'll talk to you then. You have a good rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.